Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 11th of December. French President Macron has once again been channeling Buffy the Vampire Slayer in dealing with the pandemic, announcing that France will not allow people out after dark. This rule applies whether or not the person is carrying a sharpened stake and cloves of garlic. However, if you want to go out during the day, you don't need to fill in a form anymore. European restrictions have generally been extended in some form or another beyond the initial timeframes. The reason that this is less economically worrying is that people have learned to adapt, which is why UK retail sales were positive in November, at least on the BRC measure released this week, despite all non-essential stores being closed that month. Investors should therefore be very cautious about using the experiences from earlier this year as a guide to the economic reaction to events today. ECB President Lagarde spoke at length after the ECB meeting yesterday. After so many days unaccountably silent, the president clearly had much to broadcast. The end result was pretty much as expected, a fairly meaningless pledge to monitor currency markets and the ability to inject more liquidity as required, but only as required. This is the balancing of liquidity demand and liquidity supply that central banks are supposed to engage in. Encouraging banks to lend more is fine as far as it goes, but there's an interesting question as to whether there'll be much demand for new loans. As businesses reassess their models in the brave new world, there's quite likely to be a pause in investment. And if the structural changes mean that economies use their existing capital stock more effectively, then that pause could be extended. Effectively, all major economies have massively overinvested in certain forms of capital in the past, and this may be the moment of correction. The data calendar has an inflation bias. From Europe, we have final consumer price inflation numbers from Germany and Spain, which are really not exciting. US producer price inflation is a little more interesting, as this reflects the prices received by most companies. Companies sell to other companies for the most part. The release of a consumer sentiment opinion poll doesn't really merit much attention. The interminably tedious EU-UK divorce continues, with politicians on all sides trying to dignify their temper tantrums by dressing them up as grand-sounding statements of principle. Despite all the noise, the idea of Sunday being a hard deadline is probably not true. It's not the last possible minute for a deal, after all. Sunday is simply a deadline to decide whether to keep talking until the next deadline. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.